Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Little Van Halen bringing us back. We're jumping right into the show here with Little Van Halen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bill Treasurer is here too, folks. Bill's a longtime member of our Brain Trust going back over 7 years. He is our courage expert in the Brain Trust. He's written a number of topics on the topic, including a number of books, I should say, on the topic, including Courage Goes to Work. And he's our good friend, Bill Treasurer. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always great to talk to you.
It's good to have you back. Bill, I was telling the audience about you coming today, and I was talking a little bit about courage, and I was kind of bragging on my heroes, our heroes, small business owners, and I was talking about how when I see a small business owner doing their job, I see courage in their eyes and I see courage in their actions. And the courage that I see manifests as creating something from nothing and turning that into value for their families and themselves, value for their employees and their families, and value for their customers and their families. And you know, when one demonstration of courage, Bill, has the potential to touch that many people, that's community building, that's society building, that's an ideal that becomes pretty strong. And that's one of the reasons why I believe small business owners are the foundation of our society. What do you think?
Oh, boy, I agree with you. I like to think that maybe I'm part of that stream of people, as yourself as
no
well.
No question. So one of the things we need to do is, I know small business owners have courage. I know they're leaders. But I'd like for you to help them train other people, lead other people to be courageous leaders. Can you do that?
I'll do my best. I can tell you that to be courageous, first of all, it requires moving out of your comfort zone. So let's be clear right from the get-go. In order to be courageous, you're going to have to be uncomfortable, at least for a little while.
Yeah. Because there's risk involved. Courage is basically, by definition, includes risk, doesn't it?
It does, and risk involves exposure, and that means being vulnerable, and that means a willingness to encounter what's uncomfortable for a little while. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I like the definition that I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but I heard something like this from somebody else. That courage is being brave if you've had time to think about it.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You know, courage, there is an intentionality to courage. There's some courage where we respond to long periods of fear and we sort of become exhausted and we just give up and we move into courage. But courage that's intentional, as with the business owner, for example, it's a deliberate display of courage. And that you got to muster up energy for that. And that's the other thing. It's one thing to be uncomfortable. But the other thing is, with courage, you have to exert energy. So it can be an exhausting experience. It's a high arousal state when you're trying to be courageous.
So talk to us. You've got some points that you want to cover with us.
I do. So let's think about the leader as displaying courage. The first thing that a leader should do is they have to recognize if they're going to ask other people in their workforce, the people that work for them, a small business or a big business, you've got to be a role model of courage. And that means that you have to be the first one up and off any high dive platform you're asking people to jump off of. Mm-hmm. And I call the first rule of courage building jumping first. So the leader has to be the role model of courage if they want to set a cultural tone for other people to have permission to be courageous.
I like that. Jump first. And you know, and that usually isn't that hard to do, because more than likely, if it gets done, we have to start it. And that's all part of turning the lights on and turning the lights off, isn't it?
It is. It's quite the courageous person. If you think about, if you look at almost any business, Jim, big or small, and you look at the entrepreneur who first founded that business, there's a moment in time where that person took a big risk. They put skin in the game, and they put something on the line. And then other people started to work for them, And over time, as the company gets bigger, we sort of lose some of that entrepreneurial spirit of the founding father of the company, and that's or founding mother, as it
right.
may be.
Yeah.
The I'll tell you who's a good role model of courage in terms of this jumping first idea is Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx.
We introduced the world of Spanx on my show when it was barely a little an idea.
it's amazing, and you know what a spunky person she is.
Oh yeah,
she wrote the foreword to Courage Goes to Work, and I've worked with her on four occasions. And what she says in terms of being a role model, she says people respond with courage of their own when they see me take chances and step up to challenges. So jumping first, setting the cultural tone is important to leadership.
Right. All right, what's next?
The second thing is that leaders need to show the sunrise. And what I mean by that is, here's a phrase that I wish leaders would stop overusing. What keeps me awake at night? You know, that's an anxiety-producing statement. It means that leaders
it's
are
so
showcasing
it's
their...
so darned intuitive, though, Bill. it's such a handy thing to say.
You know, but I think that it's overused from the standpoint that at the end of the day, that your employees want to know why you're optimistic about the future of the company. What hope do you hold?
Yeah.
Why should we be following the direction and the strategic initiatives that you put in place to a hopeful, better future? But if you're stoking our fears by telling us about all the anxieties you have that you don't even sleep,
right.
I think it's in the wrong direction. So instead of talking about what...
I agree with you. I wasn't thinking. I was thinking about how I say it to myself, or maybe to my banker. But yeah, no, you're right. That's not the sort of thing that you want to spend a lot. But I do think it's appropriate to let your employees know that you know, when you are up against it, when things are really serious. I think it's. I mean, you have to filter some of the stuff, but I do think it's important for them to have some of that information, don't you?
Well, the way that I look at it is, instead of focusing on what keeps you awake at night, you should focus on what gets you up in the morning. And
right.
Now that means, in both instances, what you're trying to do is showcase the priorities of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And pointing out that, hey, if we hit these priorities, here's how it's going to be good for you as an individual and
right.
good for the company. That said, here's the dangers that we do have to be aware of as we're pursuing this future.
This is where our courage is going to have to be demonstrated. Bill, we've got to take a quick break. Folks, we got a couple more courage-building ideas from Bill Treasurer. He's going to give us right after these messages. Before we go, Bill, give us your website, please.
Website, GiantLeapConsulting.com.
Courage Goes to Work. That's his new book, How to Build Backbones, Boost Performance, and Get Results by Bill Treasurer. Quick break, 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Chicago to take us out.
Feeling like I ought to sleep.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.